Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A guy who can give us some great insight into that joins us right now. And we are very happy to have Jonathan Mayo from MLB Pipeline joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jonathan, short notice. Thank you very much for joining us.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it is my pleasure. And we're going to try to figure this out together live on air. It's going to be exciting radio.
All right, please do. Exciting radio is an interesting concept. First round draft choices: Josh Naylor, Cal Quantrill, and Cal's. What, 2-0? His ERA is terrific right now in San Diego. He's up with them now. Let's go through a couple of these guys first, and let's start with Naylor and Quantrill. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I'll start with Quantrill first, just to sort of see what they do with him, because he's been pitching out of the bullpen and he's been very effective. So I'd be inclined to leave him there without having looked to see how stretched out he is or anything like that. But he does have a history as a starting pitcher in the past. So I'm not sure what happens there, but a quality arm, knows how to pitch. Even if you put him in the bullpen now for the stretch run, because stretching him out to start now may not make a lot of sense. And then see what you have for next year and beyond. And Naylor, is a guy who can really hit. Got some power, hasn't really gotten a full chance to show what he can do at the big league level. Corner outfielder, maybe he can play first base. And the most important thing, of course, is that the Indians now have cornered the market on Naylor brothers since they have Bo. Although there's a third Naylor brother who I think I don't know if he's next year or the year, who evidently might be better than both of them. But,
well, he's on the way.
Yeah, Josh used to be a catcher, just like his brother is a catcher now, but moved out quickly. Just wasn't good enough defensively, and they wanted the bat to move. So, he's a guy who could be given the opportunity to help out, even if it's just as a DH and a pinch hitter off the bench now.
So, Jonathan, what do you think of the idea? What do you think of this Gabriel Arias? Because a lot of people are immediately jumping and thinking, oh, Francisco Lindor replacement. Beautiful.
I mean, could be, absolutely. He can really play short. I think that, he's not one of these guys like, oh, he's going to have to move. That doesn't mean he couldn't move. Let's say the Indians decide that they want to keep Lindor. Somehow, miraculously, it all works out and he stays put. Then you just move Gabriel Arias to second base and it's all good. It does give them the possibility. Now, he hasn't played above A ball yet. So, and he's just 20 now. So this isn't like a guy who's going to step in and play shortstop opening day in 2021. There needs to be some time. So if people think, well, that means that Lindor's definitely gone, before the 2021 season starts, I don't know that necessarily means that, but it does give them someone who could be an everyday shortstop in the future. He's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of upside, does Arias. Can get a little long with the swing at times, but there's power there. I think his approach is going to just keep getting better as he gets older. He's an exciting player. To have in your system, and you figure out where to put them when you need to figure out where to put them.
Jonathan Mayo joining us from MLB Pipeline. Joey Cantillo is a starting pitcher, left-hander, 6'4", 220 pounds. What do you know about Cantillo?
Good all-around stuff. Not great. Throws a lot of strikes. There's some projection, but he's a guy who's like low 90s. He's got a big curveball. He's got a good changeup. He doesn't have like a true out pitch, which is the one thing that sort of had held him back just a little bit. The numbers have been really, really good. Again, he hasn't, but he's not pitched above really low A. He had three starts in the California League last year, which don't mean anything. But his first taste all year in full season ball was really, really good. I mean, he had an ERA under two in A ball. There's a lot of pieces to like. He, even though his delivery is a little quirky because, he's a big 6'4", left-hander, he can repeat his delivery well. I think that he's probably like a number four type starter. If one of his breaking pitches, and he'll throw a slider also, but it's below average. If he can sharpen his curveball and it becomes into more of an above average or plus pitch, then there may be a little bit more. And I think, that, again, he's really young. He's only 20. I think he's going to keep adding strength. So there may be more in the tank there from a velocity standpoint. So he might be more than like the number four type starter that he looks like right now. Kind of unpolished, a lot to work with.
He's 20. He's from Hawaii. Let's finish up with the other prospect in this deal, Owen Miller, who looks like a utility infielder who can hit.
Yeah. I mean, he's moved around quite a bit. I think, ceiling is probably like an offensive-minded second baseman. I think he has a chance to play every day. Now, whether or not he ends up as an offensive-minded second baseman, the range is just okay. The arm is below average. Like fringy. I think you're probably right, but I think he's the kind of guy that you could, he could play short. He could fill in at short if you needed him to, but he could play three infield positions and hit enough where you find a way to get his bat into the lineup all the time. But, I think he's got a chance to be a second baseman, an everyday guy, but maybe he's the kind of guy who breaks into a big league lineup first by moving around and then, you never know where the opportunity lies, and he's not that far off. He was in Double A last year, played in the fall league. I think that he's a guy who probably could help out. Of the group of actual prospects, is the guy who will help out the soonest. As early as the beginning of next year. If you needed him to plug a hole this year, that could happen. I don't have any reports on what he was doing in, alternate site camp or anything like that. But he's not that far off from being able to contribute offensively.
That's the weird part about all of this, Jonathan, is the fact that we do have no information off of these alternative sites. They're just essentially playing in, what's the Phantom Zone from Superman, essentially. They're just in the middle of nowhere playing baseball, and we're hoping for the best. Looking at this, how do you think the Indians did in this trade for Mike Clevinger?
I mean, it seems like they got a lot, and it's going to come down to, does the quality measure up to the quantity? With a guy like Clevinger, who obviously has a ton of talent, I know that people in the organization were probably upset with what happened in terms of the COVID protocols. I feel, considering that the Indians are competing, they got, three players who are going to help them right now in Hedges, Quantrill, and Naylor. And then, Gabriel Arias is one of those guys you may look back and say this was the key to the deal. He could be he's not been in our top 100, but he's been very close. I think he could work his way in. So on paper, it seems like they got a good amount. And as the Padres seem to be willing to overpay as they're making a big run right now, we'll have to wait and see to know for sure.
I've already checked some depth charts. They have Mike Clevenger listed as the number one starter in San Diego.
Sure.
Padres are going for it, Jonathan.
Yes, they are. Yep.
What is it, 13, 14 prospects, guys, young players they've traded in the last couple of days. Is that team good enough to go for it right now?
Yeah, I mean, they're a pretty good team to begin with, I thought. And this is kind of what – they were hoping to do now, not in this sort of shortened season standpoint. So maybe they figured now is the best time for them to go all in to try to win. But their rebuilding effort was moving in the right direction. You know, even like the second half of last year, they were the kind of team that I don't think a contender wanted to face just because they had so much young talent. I hope that they haven't gotten rid of some of the key players at the top of their system or at the big league level where they had this young nucleus that was already having them winning. I think the mistake that some general managers can make is to go all in too much and just completely lay waste to what's a really, really deep farm system. I don't think that AJ Preller has done that yet, but hey, we still have several hours before the trade deadline.
Jonathan Mayo joining us from MLB Pipeline. So you're the Indians. You pick up all of this talent. You get a young shortstop down the road. Is that a guy who could end up being your starting shortstop next year, enabling you to trade somebody else who you have at shortstop now? Or do you think he's farther away than that?
Well, you know, one of the big unanswered questions with everything that's happened this year is, how much will this slow the development of players? And everyone's on the same page. So it's not like one team is going to be ahead of the other unless they found some secret way to simulate competition. Arias has not played a game above A ball. We've seen young players, you know, say start the year in Double A and end up taking Major League Baseball by storm. Absolutely, we have. He's not going to be ready on opening day 2021, I don't think, especially with having missed a year of real competitive baseball. You move him up to Double A to start the 2021 season and then sort of go from there and see where things are. I don't know that he's the kind of player, unless he takes a huge step forward, that you hand the keys to shortstop over if you're competing, as the Indians tried to do. So it's going to be interesting to see how they play it with Lindor and with Arias. I think he's more of a end of 2021, 2022 is when he'd be ready to establish himself without having seen or heard of what he's been doing during this very unusual summer.
Jonathan, very short notice. We thank you for jumping in with us and giving us some real good information on the six players coming to the Indians in this huge deal with Mike Clevenger. Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you so much for the time, man.
My pleasure.
Jonathan Mayo, MLB Pipeline, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.